As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ever been trapped in a sinking car, poisoned by toxic mushrooms, or attacked by hippos? No? Well, then you must be worried about it, right? Extreme danger could be lurking just about anywhere. So it's really important to always be prepared for the worst. Put yourself to the test with these riddles that you gotta solve to stay alive. Listen carefully and think fast. It might just save your life one day.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Whoa. You're on safari and you hear a strange grunting noise coming from behind you. You turn and find yourself face to face with an angry rhinoceros, and he looks like he's about to charge. So what do? A. Puff your chest up to make yourself look bigger. B. Play dead. Or C. Hide behind a tree. Answer quickly, it's coming right for you. Now, let's see if you'd survive. If you went for the first option and puffed up your chest to try and scare the rhino off, you'd better take a long, hard look at yourself. Unless you're Brian Mills, an angry rhino isn't going to be frightened of you, and my money is on him in a fight. If you went for the second option and played dead, he might still come over and investigate, and you don't want to risk being trodden on by a two-ton monster. Option C would give you the best chance of surviving a rhino attack. That's right, rhinos have famously bad eyesight, so hiding behind a tree and waiting for him to wander off is your best chance at making it out of there alive. But watch out, rhinos make up for their bad vision with a strong sense of hearing, so make sure you keep it quiet. In real life, if no tree or scrub is available, stand still and face the animal. As it approaches, scream and shout as loud as you can, and it may be enough to scare it off. If all else fails, attempt to dodge its charge and run in the opposite direction. Having survived the stampeding rhino, you're feeling a little bit hungry, so you decide to eat a strange seed pod you found hanging from a bush. Big mistake. It contained a rare poison and you start feeling deathly ill. Thankfully, a local turns up and tells you that certain types of food and your own problem-solving skills will save you. He says things like grapes and pumpkins would save your life, but bananas and onions wouldn't. All you have in front of you is a tomato, lettuce, and cabbage. What do you pick? Think carefully. This is a tricky one, but if we know grapes and pumpkins counteract the poison, we can guess that's because they grow on vines, unlike bananas and onions. So logically, we'd better eat the tomato, as that grows on a vine too. Hey, what do you have to lose? Your breakfast, I guess. Okay. You've survived the rhino and the poison. What's next? This next challenge proves you don't need to be on an exotic vacation to make life and death choices. Imagine you're standing on the top of a mountain and a lightning storm rolls in. The last thing you want is to get fried with a few million volts of electricity. How do you want to get yourself out of this one? Here are your options. A. Hide under a tree. B. Curl up into a ball. Or C. Start running down the mountain. Well, if you answered hide under a tree, you'd better think again. That's the last thing you want to do. Lightning always strikes the highest point, so standing near a tree would just increase your chances of getting burnt to a crisp. Curling up into a ball would be better than nothing, but the best option is C. As long as the mountain isn't populated with tall objects, start heading down the mountain and get yourself away from danger. Now imagine you're in a desert. You're all alone with just a few supplies and a bottle of water. It's not enough to last very long, though, and you need help. What's the smartest way to find help and survive this scenario? A. Head off and try and find water as soon as you can. B. Take your clothes off to cool down and ration your water. Or C. Rest under a nearby tree and wait. Let's go through the answers. If you pick the first option and just walk straight out into the desert, you'd very likely just get lost and die of thirst in the hot sun. Sorry, bud. And if you took your clothes off to try and cool down, you'd get a bad case of sunstroke and then die in the hot sun. Not the best option. The smartest choice is to find a bit of shade and just wait it out. When evening comes and it's cooler, you can walk much further to try and find help. So from one extreme survival situation to another, and you're back in the rainforest. You've been lost in the jungle for days and you're close to starving. You haven't got much energy left, but you know if you can keep going another couple of days, you'll make it to the nearest town. What's most likely to save your life? A. Foraging for mushrooms and roots from the forest floor. B. Looking for fruit. Or C. Hunting one of the giant wild boar that live in this area. Option A sounds like a piece of cake, but you might be forgetting that lots of mushrooms are dangerous and can have unexpected side effects, especially somewhere like the rainforest. Some mushrooms are so deadly, even a couple of bites can kill an adult. So unless you're an expert, foraging for mushrooms might be a meal that bites you back. Option C is also off the menu because hunting a wild boar isn't a safe thing to do in an emergency. Those huge angry pigs could leave you seriously injured as well as lost and hungry. Your best bet to save your bacon is to go for option B. Fruit is safe to eat and should keep you going until you find civilization. Now that's food for thought.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we're halfway through our survival riddles and things are really heating up. Your luck's going from bad to worse and you've somehow found yourself on the 38th floor of a burning building. The building will collapse in a minute and the room you're in is filling with smoke. You'd better pick an escape route and fast. Do you A, take the stairs and hope you can make it? B, jump out of the window even though you know it's too high? Or C, take the fast elevator which is on your floor even though there's a sign on it that says do not use in case of fire? Let's see what you've got. If you're on the 38th floor and you try to make it down by the stairs, you'd be in serious trouble. There's no way you'd make it down in a minute and you might run right into the blaze and be stuck in an even worse position. As for jumping out the window, well, that's just certain death. In an extreme situation like this, it might be time to break the rules, so ignore that warning sign and risk the elevator. Sure, it might not work out, but if you're going to die anyway, maybe it's worth a shot? Well, you might not want to be cooked alive inside an elevator either, so, okay, that was a weak riddle. Let's forget it and move on to the next one, shall we? How about this? You're trapped in an abandoned castle. The lights are out and nobody's home. Only the wind and the sounds of ghosts whistling through the empty window frames. There are three doors that lead back out to safety, but each promises to kill you in a different way. The first door leads to a room full of deadly snakes and spiders. The second door just leads to a sheer drop with spikes at the bottom. And the third door opens onto an electrified moat. Which one do you choose? You're sure to meet a sticky end if you pick the first door. You'd make a tasty meal for a giant jumping spider or a boa constrictor. The second door is an obvious no-no. I don't know any survival tips that would help you survive a long drop onto some metal spikes. The solution to this riddle is through the third door that leads to the electrified moat. If you listened carefully, you would have noticed that this is an abandoned castle. The lights are out and nobody has lived here for years, so the likelihood the moat is still being electrified is pretty low. So just check the power's gone out and you can swim across to safety. However, don't let the solution to the last riddle fool you. Water is often not your friend. Imagine you're driving home one day and you crash your car into a river. Oops! You have three options to save your life. Do you A, open the door to escape, B, wind down the window and let the water in, or C, stay in the car and wait for help? Let's start with the last option, waiting for help. Are you crazy? You're trapped in a sinking car. Nobody's coming in time. You have seconds before you drown, so you have to act now. As for the first option, if your car is underwater and you tried to open the door, you'd very quickly discover it's impossible. The weight of water on the other side would be far too heavy for a normal human to move. So unless you're Superman, I strongly recommend you go for option two. Roll down the windows and let the water in. This might sound stupid, but it'll equalize the pressure inside the car. When the pressure inside and outside the car is the same, you'll be able to open the door easily and swim to the surface. Okay, you're back on safari again, and this time you've gotten lost and are at a crossroads in the middle of nowhere. Which road do you not want to walk down? You have three options. A path that leads to an alligator-infested swamp, a dirt road leading to a river where hippos live, or an open savanna where you've heard lions live. Which one do you choose? Now both the first and last paths sound scary, and they are. I would hate to be stuck in an alligator-infested swamp or get chased by lions. But according to the facts, the path you really want to avoid is the second one. That's right, hippos kill between 2 and 3,000 people every year, which is much more than both alligators and lions put together. Hippos might look slow and stupid, but they're well known as the most dangerous animal in Africa. If you get in a hippo's way or it thinks you're threatening its babies, then you're done for. They're big, heavy, aggressive, and they can run much faster than you. There's not much that will stop an angry hippo stampeding towards you. So this isn't a question of what's the best option, it's a case of avoiding that hippo. Now we're with Dastardly Professor Evil, who's locked you in his secret mountain base. He's got you in a holding cell, and there are only three ways to escape. The first door leads to his latest secret weapon, a chamber made of mirrors with a laser pointing into it that channels the sun's rays and fries anything inside. The second door leads to Professor Evil's chemical weapons lab, and entering without a biohazard suit would kill you in seconds. And the third door leads straight to his evil staff room filled with crazed henchmen who are so bored they'll kill you just for fun. So which way are you gonna try and escape? Alright, let's check your answers. The third door is definitely a bad idea. Those henchmen will skin you alive out of boredom, and there's nothing that relieves boredom more than horrible violence. If you're an evil henchman, of course. The second door will also kill you. Chemical weapons are not to be taken lightly, especially when Professor Evil is involved. There's no biohazard suit around, and I have a feeling the henchmen won't let you borrow one either. Nope, there's only one way out of here, and that's door number one. Yes, it's a laser-powered death chamber, but it's a laser-powered death chamber that's powered by the sun. So all you have to do is wait until nighttime, walk through the laser facility, and escape out the other side. Good work. You made it to the end of my deadly riddles. I hope you managed to survive them all and have a nice time. How many did you get right? We've got more of these episodes coming up in the future, so stay tuned and keep yourself sharp.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.